goes up.
Ah. So it goes like this, or both sides. We're going to build sukkahs. We're going to only discuss the ideal sukkah, the mahajim and a mahajim and a mahajim sukkah. We're not going to discuss everybody's individual sukkot. If they're not the ideal, hey, what does this imply about my sukkah back at home? You'll ask me later. There's what to rely upon for just about every sukkah. But we're not dealing with that. We're just going to build the best sukkot so everybody feels comfortable. How many walls do you need for a sukkah?
Three.
2+, which is essentially 3. The plus is how much?
7+.
7. A tefach is about 10 centimeters.
Right?
Yeah, something like that. About 10 centimeters.
Yeah, I thought it was like this.
Yeah, but it's with bigger thumbs, bigger hands, who knows? It ends up, you know, like Nate's hand may be bigger or smaller than my hand, I don't know. But yeah, everybody's got a different one. So it's about 10 centimeters, and for a tefach, it's 7 tefachim. So that comes out to 70 centimeters. Good with me? The walls have got to be real walls, no fake walls. You know the curtain thing and it blows them in? That's not a wall.
Is that what we're using?
You're only going to use that for privacy. But we're going to make real walls. Here's how to make a real wall. Stone wall. We're not going to have you build stone. If it's there, good. Not there. Metal, wood, a lot of things. String. String can be used to make a real wall. And in the army, this is what they do. They take 4 poles and a ball of string, and you get yourself a sukkah. And this is how it works. There's something called lavan. Lavan means that every 3 tefachim, here's the ground, let's say, every 3 tefachim is considered, if there's a beam there, it's considered filled in. So if you have a ball of string, a row of string right over here, that's 3 tefachim high from the ground, it's as if this is filled in. The next one is 6. The next one is 9. How high do you have to go in order for it to be considered a wall? 10 tefachim. So the next one will be 12. You'll have a little extra. Extra is good. 12 tefachim. After that, so how many rows of string do you need?
4. 5.
It's always good to minimize. It's 4. But it's always good to minimize. If you have 3 exactly, maybe you were a little off and too high, and then it's not considered continuous. So don't do it. Build it with the exact 3 tefachim measurement. If you're off, then you blew the whole sukkah. Okay, so do every 2 tefachim. Every 20, 24, 25 centimeters. And do 5 rows, and then you'll be okay, for sure. Okay? So that way, you'll be over 10 tefachim, over a meter, you're good. Now, what?
Walls,
for sure. Okay, so if there are existing walls, that's the most gavaldic. If there aren't existing walls, then you're going to have to make them. Now, how many poles should you put the string around?
4 or 3.
If you put it around all 4, then you have to parachute in. And since there's schach, that's really hard. Make sure there's an opening and a way to get into the sukkah. Don't close the sukkah. Right? At most, what?
Limbo game.
Of course, it has to be every 3, so it's really a hard game of limbo. So, don't close up the sukkah. 3 poles, do it around. The string does come loose if it's not really, really pulled tight. So pull it really tight after around each pole. Do it a few times and then go to the next pole and really, really pull. It may rip, but make sure it's tight. Then the whole curtain thing is just for privacy. You don't need it. You can have the most open sukkah, look out to the whole Ramat Beit Shemesh. It's gavaldic. It's a lot of air, a lot of breeze. There's no need to have a hot sukkah. Yeah, the bees come in.
I was trying to get stuck in there.
You have a question?
Okay. So only the third wall. And the 2 walls have to be 10 tefachim high. The third wall only 7.
Also, no, so the third wall is 7 tefachim wide, long.
Oh, every wall has to be 7.
Every wall has to be a minimum of 7 tefachim. Okay, height, all walls have to be 10 tefachim. Now, 10 tefachim is about a meter, that's about this high. And if you go around with the stone walls, a lot of the porches have these stone walls about a meter high. That means you just have to configure a way to get the schach hanging. You got yourself a sukkah. And that's not always so easy, but that's all you got to do. Okay, what about privacy? Okay, so get some curtains to help the person with some privacy.
How much is tefach again in terms of like centimeters or meters? I can't
remember. A tefach is 10 centimeters. Okay, but that's lachumra. Meaning if it has to be 10 tefachim high, It has to be a minimum of a meter. 10 times 10 is a meter. But if you're, it can't be more than 3 tefachim between poles, then make sure
between the rope,
between bars, if there are metal bars. By the way, the same thing is true at the edges of porches. You have these metal fences. A lot of the apartments have metal fences. It doesn't matter if the bars are vertical or horizontal. It's about a tefach in between each bar. That's fine. It's all considered a wall. The fence comes up about a meter high. You're good. You have a wall. Schaf. We're up to the schaf. The schaf cannot blow away and require the string in order to prevent it from blowing away. The schach should be able to sit there without blowing away in a simple wind. You tie it down with the string in order to prevent it from blowing away in unusually strong winds, which do happen here commonly in Ramapagash and the higher apartments for sure. So you have to tie it down, but make sure it's somehow sturdy by itself. So how are you going to do that? It's a little bit of a trick. You could use a few things. Number one, you could use schach, something that's kosher for schach for itself. So take like a beam of wood and throw it on top. The wood is kosher for schach, schach on schach. That's fine. And it's holding it down itself. Schach is holding it down. And then tie it down just for extra security. You could also...
You could tie down the beams.
You could tie down the beams. Tie down the beams, but then the schach itself. Or what else? I don't know. Just make sure it's pretty sturdy and steady. And then tie it down. Always tie it down for the extra security. The thing you tie it down with, though, should be the rope that's kosher for schach. Do not use the plastic ties that Mordechai showed us for the schach. That's for walls and for other things, for the beams. Do not use that for the schach. The schach uses the special brown string. That brown string is made out of wooden stuff in order to be kosher for schach itself. Bad quality. Use it. That's the only thing you should use for the schach. The schach can be angled. It's not a problem if it's like leaning like this. That's fine. Two other areas, and this is very important. Here's my wall, and here's the schach. Here's the wall of the building, let's say, and I want to use the building. I don't, my schach wasn't large enough. So if I start the schach here, it'll end here. If I start it here, it'll end over here. I have airspace. How much airspace can there be for me to cool this wall, part of one of the walls of the sukkah? Can there be any? You get 3 tefachim. 3 tefachim of airspace. Less than 3 tefachim, you have this wall. More than 3 tefachim, you don't have a wall. When I was building my sukkah, because I was the one building it, I messed that up and ended up with more than 3 tefachim airspace, and therefore I had to build yet another wall every single year. If you have schach there. There's schach here, but it's not kosher schach. How do you have non-kosher schach? Something is hanging over it. Let's say you have, this is the wall of the building. The building goes all the way up. Here's your porch. And then on the third floor, there's an overhang. A porch. So that porch comes down. All this is not kosher. So then what do you do? How much non-kosher schach do you get? Up to 4 amos, not tefachim, which is about 6 feet or 2 meters. That's, you get a big leniency over there. That's the halacha. It's called a crooked wall. No one is allowed to sit under there, but it's considered as if the wall is crooked. It's part of the wall. It's connected to the wall, and then the wall begins here. That's the beginning of your schach. Good.
Women are allowed to sit under there, though, right? Because they're not laying down. Just, like, if you do have that
situation. Yeah, women are allowed. What we're trying to do is create Sukkot that everyone can get the mitzvah of sitting in the sun.
No,
Jay, let's do a little chazara. 2 and a piece is the minimum size for the wall, for the sukkah. The walls should be real walls. Real walls are stone walls, metal walls, wooden walls, not canvas walls that blow in the wind. String could be used. The string does come loose, so make sure it's really, really tight. Only do it around 3 of the poles at most, so that way people can get into the sukkah. You should do 5 rows. If you need the string for any of the walls, then the string should be about 5 rows, so that way you'll minimize the amount of space in between each row. The bars that people have are certainly fine. They're about a tefach or two apart from one another. That's the same idea as lavud, that they're considered all filled in. So something I was forgetting, but yeah.
I heard that if canvas walls don't really tight.
If they're really, really, really tight, then the kosher, I don't want to rely on it anyway.
So how much
it's fine, you should hang them for privacy though. It should not blow at all. That's why canvas is not the greatest. The Aruch HaShulchan brings Zmora Heter that there may be an explanation. Not the Aruch HaShulchan, but where is it? I don't remember anymore. There is an opinion out there that it is acceptable, but it's not the greatest to rely on. We're not going to do it.
From what I heard, it's a certain measurement.
It's a very, very iffy thing. A lot of folks can say it's no good at all. So we're going to avoid it. Okay? The canvas doesn't matter if it's on the inside or the outside. If they see the string, they don't see the string, it does not make a difference. The bad schach, you get up to 4 amos. Space, airspace, you get up to 3 tefachim. And there's one other halacha, and that is, if let's say, here, I don't know if I'll be able to do this. I'm a rabbi. I'm not an artist. Let's say, here's your wall, one of the walls, and it's 10 tefachim tall with lavud. Okay? With lavud, without lavud, it doesn't make a difference. This could be even a serious solid wall, one of the stone walls, and it's 10 tefachim tall. And this is all not filled in. It's as if it is filled in, right? Because it goes all the way up to Shemayim. And the schach starts right here. Perfect. We dealt with that case. Let's say you have airspace. So how much airspace do you get between the schach and the wall? You get 3 tefachim from the wall to the schach. If you're relying on what's called godasik, which is that the wall is 10 tefachim, from 10 tefachim goes all the way up, and the wall is not here, there's no wall here, but it's just that it went up from down here, then many posts can say that airspace is limited to 1 tefach. The airspace of 3 tefachim is only if the wall goes actually all the way up. But if you're relying on the make-believe going all the way up, and you have airspace, then the airspace you have is only 1 tefach. Good? Okay, enjoy building. Oh, one other thing. Do not build a sukkah 2 meters high. If I asked me to correct him on that, I'm 185, just to give you some reference. So 2 meters would be like here. That would be a little ridiculous. Yeah.
I'm 185.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe I'm a little bit less.
6'7".
What?
6'7".
Okay. 2 meters is still low. It's still low. It should be 220, 230 for the height. Have a great time, buddy.